Back here at the Green Turtle in Hunt Valley, Bretton Q and Jonathan Ogden talking some Ravens football. And I do want to get to the game, of course, and we're taking your phone calls, 410-467-WBAL. That's the contact number. But we are talking about Ray Lewis, of course, now being with ESPN, and Trent Dilfer being with ESPN now for a couple of years. They're both on set together for the Monday Night Football game tonight, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. A couple of big AFC North games this weekend. And this is a big one for the Ravens. And you made the comment to me during the break that that's two different ways to look at football.
Yeah.
Between Dilfer and Ray. Break that down for me.
Well, no, I mean, it's more just the offensive, defensive, the passion, the fire versus the ice, the analytical, the way, especially watching Trent in the last few years, the way he's become quite good at breaking down quarterback play and one of the talking heads on ESPN that he's become. And I just don't know if Ray's ever going to – but I don't think they want Ray to approach the game. I think they want to hear the passion and obviously the professional, the way he can analyze the game from a defensive – he's going
to
be able to analyze the game from a defensive perspective as well. But I think it's just more kind of – it was more of an offensive-defensive, the way their personalities are, to me, that's going to make it interesting the way they go on TV.
I agree. No. I'm sitting here thinking about it, and you know, when you look at what Trent brought to the game, that was his personality. It was, all right, you know, here's an offensive playbook that I got to look at. I got to see. I got to break it down. You know, what's the defense going to be? You know, what is it going to look like as far as all the guys? He wasn't really a rah-rah guy ever, but definitely from a Ray's perspective, Ray knew the game within the game like none other. However, he brought that passion. It's hilarious because I was sitting here looking at YouTube the one day and came across, you know, Ray hyping up the Stanford basketball team. And I laughed with respect, not in a disrespectful way, but I laughed in respect because I was like, I could see these guys sitting there and it had nothing to do with, you know, guys, if they come out here and they come out in the zone, we're going to sit there. We're going to do our pick and roll off this. I mean, it wasn't that. It was just talking about, you know, what would you do for another man? And he started getting into that motif and, you know, that mindset.
That was an NIT game, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, it worked for him.
And Loyola Lacrosse, he talked before they won the championship. Yeah. They did win it. And then my
Michael
favorite,
Phelps.
Last year, Buck Showalter worked out a way for him to send a video to the Orioles before they started spring training last year. You know, they end up breaking 14 years of losing, win 93 games, and go to the postseason. I mean, at some point, the coincidences have to end, and you're saying, well, maybe there is something about this that's pretty – I mean, I think we know about it here in Baltimore. But I really do appreciate Ray breaking down football. I think there's only – he probably knows more about defensive football. I mean, I can't imagine there's too many that know more. I really want to hear him break down that side of the game. And I'm curious to see if ESPN puts him in that spot, or is it going to be more of him – really about just the passion. I was going to ask you guys, do you guys know more about football now compared to when you play or less, as further you get away from your playing days?
Well, for me, it's a different perspective because, you know, I went from the game to actually in the booth analyzing college football, then went from that to up at ESPN, and the amount of information they give you as far as, you know, It's one thing to say third down conversion, but it's third down conversion from the left hash in the first quarter of the first half of every game leading up to the 16th game gives you this against a team that has a 4-3 front compared to a 3-4 front compared to a three-man look compared to a six-man. You're like, what the heck? So you start to get, like, over-analytical with it, and it can kind of blow you away. So for me, I think I've
and that's when you become
grown.
A coach.
Yeah, exactly.
When you start coaching right there, when you start overanalyzing.
Oh my
everything.
God! But I think for me personally, I think I've grown in knowing the game just because of all of the amount of information that I had to come across, and not just limited to the offensive side, and in particular, wide receiver.
You know, I found my knowledge is probably I've probably forgotten more than most people ever know. I mean, I just don't put myself – I'm not in meeting rooms. I'm not around, you know, production meetings trying to get game plans. But, I mean, if I were to really watch it, it'll come back, especially the offensive line play. Now, I never really did, and unless I really focused on it, no coverages and routes and the best route combinations that work against cover two buster, you know, what do we want to run against that, or how deep should we – or how wide should – I never really knew all that, but I heard it all.
Sure.
But I tell you what, you line up in the underfront, I can draw up a great run play that'll just absolutely destroy it. And if I can, and I can also, you know, give you great protections if you say they like the Brits, the Sam, and the strong safety. What do you have for us protection wise? I can also pull something like that out, and that's been out the game for, you know, 6 years now. But I probably still have forgotten more than most people will ever know.
It's hilarious because, you know, both my sons, they're playing football, and I'm here on my computer screen looking at, you know, my one son's, you know, 14U team. He plays for the Bel Air Terps. Bel Air Terps, big ups. But that being said, you know, it's hilarious when I sit there, you know, from a – I have a little bit of a passion, Ray Lewis, kind of an edge to myself. And I also have that kind of analytical look as well. But especially at that younger level, you know, you can't just go, well, you know, son, you're just going to go up into him and block him this way. I mean, I'm like, no. This is a violent game. And I got to passionately let you know what you need to do to get your mind right, to keep your technique, to close the gap, to buzz your feet, to wrap up and make sure you get that kid down to the ground. And I sometimes go a little bit overboard, not necessarily with the kids, but with the dads, because I'm like, well, wait a minute, hold on here. We're trying to give them information, guys. This is serious. This is a collision that can hurt them if we don't do it, if we don't respect it the right way. And so sometimes I'll be sitting there like, hey, man, what are you doing? Why are you talking all casual right now? Can't you see the boys over here? They're trying to, you know, learn how to tackle. Let's go over here. Let's go ahead and concentrate right now and help these guys out. So I'm like, okay, Kadri, calm down.
Are you coaching it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm coaching my son also.
See, but your son is at that younger age.
U8,
it's different.
So, yeah, no,
U8
it
is a heck of a lot different than U14.
That's true. But it's also there's some interesting times when you're sitting there and you've got the cornerback and, you know, all we ask you to do is keep contained, son. Don't let them get outside of you.
Oh, my God.
And they keep sticking their little noses
yes.
inside.
Like, why?
And then I go up to him. I'm like, Aaron, one little kid, Aaron, do you know what I mean by don't let them get outside you? No, coach. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to work on this in practice.
Yeah. What position does your son play?
He plays defensive tackle end, and he's offensive tackle also. He's got 75 on now, so he's
nice.
He's representing, you know, a little
that
guy.
Is awesome.
That's it, man.
That is awesome. Is he playing well? Does he enjoy it? Most
he enjoys it. You know what? Like you were saying, he's got the passion for the game right now. Some of the kids, most of them have the passion. Every now and then you get the kids who are just kind of out there because they have no choice. But for the most part, you know, we teach our kids to play hard, play with passion, play with the head, you know, heads up football.
Yep.
And go out there and have fun. And he enjoys it. You know, he made a big hit. You know, he got all excited. He actually was chasing down the ball. He had no chance to really get there, but he was chasing down the play. I was so proud of him.
That's awesome stuff. Jonathan Ogden is with us, and we'll take your phone calls when we come back. 410-467-WBAL. We promise we will talk about yesterday's Ravens win against the Cleveland Browns. All still to come here on BAL.